This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Perseverance and Apostasy, examining the balance between eternal security and free will in salvation theology. This paper addresses a critical and often divisive question in Christian theology. Can a person lose their salvation, or does grace guarantee eternal security regardless of what follows? The answer, I propose, is found in balancing God's sovereign gift with the human responsibility to persevere in faith. I reject both extremes, that salvation can be lost through sin alone, or that it can never be forfeited under any condition. Instead, I affirm that salvation is a free gift, secured by the work of Christ, not our effort, yet we retain the free will to walk away, as warned in passages like Hebrews 6. This paper explores the difference between struggling with sin and committing apostasy, distinguishing spiritual conviction from hard-hearted rejection. It surveys key scriptures across the Gospels, Pauline letters, Hebrews, and Revelation to show that the Christian life is about endurance, not perfection, and that God's Spirit is active in those who remain responsive to Him. If you've ever wondered how free will fits into the doctrine of salvation, or how to make sense of passages that seem to affirm both assurance and warning, this paper aims to clarify without compromising grace or human responsibility. This isn't just a theological exercise. It's a pastoral reflection on the kind of faith that finishes the race and trusts God to complete what He began. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.